This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Joint Budget Committee on Thursday announced one of the cuts committee members were dreading the most, the spending cuts in K-12 education. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The lawmakers who shaped the state budget left the schools for last, but they said they could not avoid a cut of about $724 million, or 14%, to Colorado's state spending on K-12 education. Here's Senator Dominic Moreno.
We simply are incapable of balancing this budget without any changes to a department that represents 40% of the general fund.
Federal funding could replace some of the losses. The budget goes next to the state legislature, where lawmakers will debate whether and how to carry out the recommended reduction. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Six members of the Glenwood Springs City Council are calling for the resignation of one of their colleagues. They say council member Tony Hershey has acted unethically. They say he shared confidential information and watched football games during meetings. The Post-Independent reports Hershey says that he will not resign and that he will make a formal statement soon. Entomologists are attributing the increase in Miller moths to dry conditions in Colorado and nearby states. The Gazette reports the population of Miller moths in Colorado will be much higher for the next few weeks, reversing a trend over the past 4 years. The moths migrate east to west across the state this time of year, following flowering plants and their nectar. Experts say they can be annoying, but not harmful. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.